for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, November the 27th, 2009. James Golden is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Trust the Lord.
Isn't God wonderful? Well, praise God. You know, since I was a boy, you know, I've been some sort of a fiddler. And Scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, even if it's with a handsaw, you know. And so we can just, you know, praise and magnify and glorify the name of the Lord. Many places I've gone, down in the jungles of Central America, well, different ones have, you know, the question is asked, how many of you have ever seen anybody play a violin before? And a lot of them never had even seen somebody play a violin before. Well, I'm sure one of you have, but probably not just exactly like I do it, you know. And but, you know, I do what I can do. I tell you what, I was just getting so blessed when Brother Glenn was up here, you know, speaking what the Lord had given him, that inspiration. I mean, he's doing his best, giving it all he's got. And I tell you what, that ought to encourage every one of us all the rest of the days of our life to do our best and to give it all we got. And most people, you know, they, that's all they do. I mean, you know, that strum the fiddle. I remember hearing my grandmother sing years ago, you know. I'm going to try to sing something that my grandmother used to sing. Is that all right? You know, I tell you what. You brothers have just been sitting there so long, looking so handsome. And you ladies just been sitting there so long, looking so pretty. And maybe you're a little bit tired of sitting down. You know what, really, before I sing, I'm going to ask everybody to stand up. Let's just stand up. Now, the Word of God tells us love and unity. Love and unity. Now, I want you brothers to walk around here and just go over here, and you brother, just hug one another. And you sisters, just hug one another. And while you're doing that, you're relaxing from sitting down so long, you know. And while you're doing that, you might just say, praise the Lord, just glorify, magnify the name of the Lord. I'm sure you're going to feel a lot better. In the day of Pentecost, they were all of one accord. They were all in unity, you know, in that one place. And I tell you what, the love of God was there. And when you manifest, let God manifest His love in you toward one another. Well then, you know, I mean, He blesses that. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh, glory to God. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, now you may be seated, really, if you want to, and if you want to continue, we don't want to, you know, I mean, don't want to quench the spirit. Jesus, my heavenly King, loved me, I know. Praises to Him I sing, onward I go. Closely to Him I cling, blessings still flow. I love my Savior too. I love my Savior. He loves me too. I seek His favor in everything I do. ¶¶ mi Salvador, me ama, yo sé. Alabanzas a mi Jesús yo cantaré. Cerca de mi Señor caminaré. Él es mi Salvador. Yo le amo a Cristo y Cristo me ama a mí. Yo quiero alabarle en toda mi vida aquí. Walking with him each day, love light does shine. Doing his will always, never repine. Kneeling to him I pray, I will not mind. I love my Savior too. I love my Savior, he loves me too. I seek his favor in everything I do. Happy to serve my friend, lean on his arm. Rapture will never end, nothing alarm. Voices will sweetly blend under his charm. I love my Savior too. I love my Savior, he loved me too. I seek his favor in everything I do. Well, that's what it sounds like when a fiddler runs out of elbow grease. Yes, praise God. I am sure that before he ever built this planet, he knew what he was going to do. He knew the conclusion where he was going to bring it. It wasn't going to all be lost and sink in some black hole and just perish forever and ever. Praise God for his eternal plan. I praise God for his daily plan for you and for me. I praise God for his yearly plan. I praise God for his eternal plan for you and me. Glory to God for his church. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus asked Peter, whom do men think that I am? Who do men say that I am? He said, well, some says you're Elijah, and some says you're John the Baptist, and some say you're one of the old prophets. He said, who do you say I am? Now, I thought I'd get somebody else. Get somebody's attention. Get on. Anybody feel sleepy now? And Peter spoke and said, you're the Christ, Son of God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Thou art Peter. On this rock I will build my church. I don't think he's building it on Peter, but he was building his church on that faith and that conviction of who Jesus is, who Jesus was to Peter, and who Jesus is to you And when you come to that conclusion of who Jesus really is to you as an individual, oh, He's my Christ, He's my Savior, He's my healer, He's my deliverer, He is my keeper. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I feel Pentecostal. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. In familiar scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 57 and 58 verse says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Goes on to say, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I praise God for good examples that minister to us. Good words, good sermons, good deeds, good preaching, but good examples. Praise God for Brother Glenn Miller, for his precious wife, Sister Irma, who have been examples of faithfulness and steadfastness for years. He was mentioning that we met each other, and I think it might have been in 1965, in Big Bear, California. I remember God had given me some prophecy, and it seemed as though the prophecy wasn't so well received. But then, you know, we were shaking hands with one another, and up walked Brother Glenn and Sister Irma, and God melted our hearts together. Well, we had such a good time of fellowship. And I tell you what, way back then, I felt, you know, strengthened. You be with people that, you know, really love you and really love the Lord. Well, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be able to analyze and scrutinize and be able to finally, after checking it out, I mean, just right there, right then and there, God just melts your hearts together in love and in unity and gives you strength. Well, I went away thinking, God, and didn't know if I'd ever see them again. Met many people in different camp meetings, you might say, from border to border, coast to coast. And many of them, you know, I never saw them again on this earth, you know. Well, my wife has relatives in the Hot Springs area, and when we'd spend a year or two on the mission field, sometimes as much as 3 years without coming out, well, you know, we'd come around Hot Springs mostly. I didn't have the least idea that God was sending Brother Glenn and Sister Irma to the Hot Springs area. Well, I was saw that there was a new bookstore and Bible store, and that's all interesting. So I went ahead and looking around. Somebody said, "You're James Golden, aren't you?" "Yeah, I'm Irma Miller." And I remembered, I recall. Well, I found out that they had got some property right here. There was a white building, they called it the White House. And so I was invited to come and preach in the White House. I don't remember what year I preached in the White House. I have told different people, like right here, I didn't make myself so very clear. I was saying, well, so Brother and Sister Miller worked it out so I could preach in the White House. And I got to think, well, boy, I didn't give the details on that. Boy, they got some kind of wrong impression. Well, I just praise God for the way that God's servants, Brother Glenn Miller and Sister Irma Miller, and all that God has joined together, they couldn't have done it all by themselves. And Jesus said, "I will build my church." Jesus quoted to the ones that wanted to do away with Him, they were fulfilling the scripture. It said, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes."
Amen. I thank God for assurance that Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the Lord's doing, and what He does is marvelous in our eyes. There is a Psalm 127. It says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for He giveth His beloved sleep. Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Praise God, God is building His work that He has planned to do from the foundation of the world. He's building it in Hot Springs, Arkansas. He's building it in Belize, Central America. He's building it in Africa. He's building it in China. And although there are some that feel like they want to crowd God out and keep God out, let me tell you, He is penetrating barriers. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and of the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty. I've done quite a bit of interpreting. God sends preachers down to a mission field and preach in English, so I try to interpret in Spanish. And one brother says, God gets down to the nitty-gritty. I had to figure out how to say nitty-gritty in Spanish, right quick, all of a sudden. And I said something like, to the innermost, you know. And then he says, and God knows how to get down into the nitty-gritty, and He knows down how to get down to the nitty-most of the gritty-most. And I felt a little worse than flabbergasted. I felt sort of flabbermogastigated, I guess. But I went on ahead and repeated and said, God gets down to the very depths just as deep as you could think of. That's about what I said it in Spanish. Well, He come along and says, and God can save people that are in the deepest gutter. Well, that's easy to say in Spanish. En la más profunda zanja. And then he said, and God can save to the uttermost. And that's sort of easy. Dios puede salvar hasta lo último. And then, but he said, God is able to save from the uppermost to the uttermost to the guttermost. Well, I had to figure out how to say that in Spanish, and I felt sort of flabbermogastigated once again. But hallelujah, God's word is still going forth as He intended it for it to do. We read of the signs of the last days, and sometimes we think of gloom and doom. But He said, one of the things He said, this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And Daniel, he saw the visions, all the calamities. I don't say they're not here right now, and they're not coming. Troubles, trials, tribulation. I praise God for His divine plan to bring His church just like He did the early church through the tribulation they had in those days. He's bringing us through the tribulation that we have in our day. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory over whatever there is there that we need victory over. He gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego victory over the fire. He gave Paul and Silas victory over the jailhouse. He gave Daniel victory over the lion's den. He gave the children of Israel victory over Egypt. He gave David victory over that old giant Goliath. Oh yes, hallelujah, He's still God. He give you and me the victory, praise God. He's given Brother Glenn victory over all the troubles and the trials and the tribulations that has come against them since God sent them right here to this place. I don't know how many people has come and gone from this place,
But if they were all together, it'd be a large number of people. Many people that have been blessed. You might say directly or indirectly. I don't know if indirectly is the correct way of saying it or not. I think it's all more directly, you know. But many people that have been blessed. I tell you what, I don't know for how many years. You know, my wife and I, I was in missionary work before she and I married. And I had proposed to her before I went on a mission trip. Told her I was going on a mission trip. I was coming back. And I had asked her to pray about it. I told her, I don't want an answer from you now. I just want you to pray about it. Because I'm going to be going on a mission trip and I'll be coming back. I want you to pray about it. And of course, I said some mushy, sweet things, you know, that it might not be proper to, you know, just repeat it just like it was said. But then, I said, pray about it. Well, I hadn't been down there until I got down there long enough to know what my address would be, and I wrote her, and the first letter she wrote back, I got some positive answers, you know. And so I was down there all 3 or 4 months, and we came back, and right here in Hot Springs, it was a chapel on Spring Street among some buildings that were kind of in the process of being torn down to build a housing project. But on February the 24th, 1961, we were joined together in holy matrimony. Just a few days after we married, we went back to where I'd been on the mission field. And by the help and the grace of the Lord, we have been in missionary work ever since then. And God has led us to many different places, going back in villages that didn't have any church at all, going back into villages where there's places where it doesn't seem to bother people anymore to see a human without any clothes on than it does to see a cow without any clothes on. And so, you know, God knows how to give you wisdom, how to work with people like that. You just don't all of a sudden go try to straighten them out, you know, and show them how much better you are than they are, and that you're a superior person, and you're establishing your big shot superiority and their inferiority. God just gives you victory over all of that. And some of the simplest people in the world, they know, you know, when you really love them. And when you, you know, being nice to them. God lets them know. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. And you know, you don't have to be highly educated. I mean, people don't know how to read and write. You go and God fills your heart with love, true love, and compassion for them, and it's not a big I and a little you. Well, praise God, over the years we've seen them turn to the Lord, and the last few times I went to some of those villages, I kind of looked around like that, and everybody had clothes on. Wasn't that nice, you know? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, God gives us a victory, but I want to say this, you know, I kind of got off on that. For all these years, you know, we never have, you might say, been with the mission board. We with the Lord's mission board, you know. I mean, He's taking good care of us. No one guaranteeing us a salary. But for years, listen to this, years, in our missionary work, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp has sent us monthly offerings to, you know, help us keep going. Buy gasoline, buy food, buy groceries, buy Bibles, buy this and buy that, whatever we need. And I tell you, I deeply, deeply, deeply appreciate, you know, people that really, like Brother Glenn and Sister Irma and all the rest of you that work together here at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, you that come here on a regular basis, and you that maybe some of you here that's your first time to be here. Nobody told me to say this, but I tell you what, God is doing His mighty work through this camp meeting. And through all the books and literature that are going out, people come here and get blessed, and the Lord moves and blesses, like we read in the scripture where people got together and God moved mightily. And as a result of the move of God and the deliverance God gave, they went out taking the word. And I am sure that after this camp meeting,
Some of you, God is going to open doors for you like you've never known before. And because of the power of God moving in you, God giving you the victory, you're going to be able to go forward, and preach and minister the Word of God like you haven't before. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thanks be to God that giveth us the victory. Thank God it has given us, my wife and I, victory right now in the present situation. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I refuse to give up. I keep trusting the Lord to, you know, for restoration, for restoration of my precious wife's health. You know, we finished Thanksgiving Day. Any of you felt like now you need to quit giving thanks now that that holiday is over? Anybody feel that way? Anybody feel that way? Come up here, we'll cast a demon out of you. And get you delivered so you will, realize that Thanksgiving is a way of life. Not just a holiday. Thank God for the holiday. Thank God for people that get together and love one another and feast together on natural food. Yesterday we had such a wonderful time of feasting on natural food and that delicious turkey. Well, one thing in particular, I have a niece. 2 years ago, I saw her. She was so bound by drugs, on cocaine, doing everything she could to get some cocaine. Mad at everybody that, you know, wouldn't, that wanted to try to change her, you know, and try to get her to do something. I tell you what, I saw her a changed person. I saw in her countenance and in her face, I saw that she was a different person. She is completely off of that stuff. Had no negative expression at all toward anybody. I went to her and hugged her and I told her, I sure appreciate you for turning to the Lord and really seeking the Lord. I really appreciate you for coming to this meeting. Before, she never wanted to have anything to do with any of the rest of her family. But I tell you what, it's such a wonderful day. You know, like feasting together. I had so much to be thankful for. And to see different ones that come together, I got to put in some good word to the ones that are really not walking with the Lord, and good times of fellowship for the ones that really are walking with the Lord. I think of a Thanksgiving many years ago, in the mid-1960s. My wife and I, and we only had one child, our daughter. She was about 2 years old. And we were working down south of Arizona, not far from the sea, in that area, in the state of Sonora. Well, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Mexico, and they got their own set of holidays. Well, you know, we were down by the sea. We had our main base kind of in a certain city about 30 miles from the sea. And while we were down by the sea, food wasn't really top-notch. One of the main things I ate was dried fish. They didn't have refrigeration down there, to keep, so they could put salt on it and hang it out on the clothesline and let it dry. When you cook it, it does kill the germs, but it doesn't taste all that fresh. Well, so we weren't paying attention to the days of the week or the month or whatever. And we would walk down by the sea. And kind of to have a little place, me and my wife and my daughter, I'd get my daughter up on my shoulder and we'd walk barefooted in the nice sand along the beach, looking at the boats out and looking at the seagulls, and somehow or other that would, give us some rest, and giving us a break and giving us a time of recuperating. Well, we'd walk way down by the beach and I could see my wife, she looking just like a little bit sad, dejected, or I didn't know what. She says, I wish we had some good canned food from the United States. We had brought some when we came, and it had all gone, So then we were having to eat, what there was there.
Well, I tell you what, you know, sometimes God looks beyond our foolishness, our faults, and sees our need. Well, when I heard her say that, I began to think, well, she's getting the blues. She's getting very weary. I better say something funny to get her out of this mood. She said, well, you know, you're wishing you had something. Let me tell you what I wish I had. I wish I had a big turkey dinner. I wish I had some pumpkin pie. I wish I had some apple pie. I wish I had some good salad with lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, radishes, and celery. I named those five ingredients right quick, you know, and some good salad dressing to put on. Well, you know, I mean, that was something in that part of the country, you know, I mean, not to be expected. Well, I got to thinking, you know, she's tired and weary of being here by the sea. Maybe we better go back inland to the city of Obregon. Like I say, we didn't have it in our mind that it was, you know, Thanksgiving was approaching, and it was the next day after we came back inland. That didn't even dawn on us. Right after we got back, there was a native pastor and his family lived over here, and I walked into the native pastor place to greet him, let him know that we'd come back, and was ready to begin services again there in that particular area. Well, while I was in there, I turned around and looked, and there was an American man standing in the door. And he said, glory! I like that, you know. Now, you still sleepy? I didn't expect him there, you know. He was from a church in Arizona, not too many miles from Phoenix. I didn't have the least idea he was coming. I said, well, brother, why didn't you let us come? He said, why didn't you let us know you was coming? He said, we want to surprise you. He said, come out here. I want to tell you something. Well, when I turned, he had a Dodge pickup truck and a camper pulling a small camping trailer behind the Dodge pickup. He said, come around here behind the trailer. Well, his wife and children were huddled in that pickup. He said, come around here, I want to show you something. I want to tell you something. I said, well, let me go say hello to your family. He said, no, come in. I didn't tell him I want to tell you. He said, you see this little trailer here? I said, well, yeah, I see it. He said, well, it's yours. The Lord laid it on our heart to get it for you. We knew that you and your family didn't have any place to sleep except in your station wagon. And that's true. We had slept many, many nights. That's the only place we had to sleep was in the station wagon. I said, well, praise God. Let me go say hello to your family. He said, wait a minute. I got something else I want to tell you. He said, you know what tomorrow is? I said, well, it's tomorrow, Thursday, I think. He said, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Oh, I said, I forgot all about that. Well, let me go say hello to your family. Wait a minute. I got something else I want to tell you. Our children got off from school 4 days, and we felt like we wanted to come down here. I said, well, good, praise God, hallelujah. Let me go say hello to your family. And they're sitting there, and their heart sitting in that pickup. And so I got something else I want to tell you. He says, now you've got a place you can hook up to electricity. Yeah, we've got electricity. Good, we brought a big roasting pan. And somebody gave us a big turkey, its own eyes. And we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner here tomorrow. God sent us down here to have Thanksgiving dinner. Well, they got busy hooking up and fixing up the Thanksgiving dinner, and some of the women, even in the night, they backed a little trailer back on the property. We moved out of our station wagon into a little camping trailer. I could stand straight upright in. It was like moving out of an old log cabin into a mansion, you know. And I tell you, we was having Thanksgiving early. I mean, the night before. I mean, it really started off with a big bang. I'm talking about thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The next morning, they got some boards and saw horses and put them up that way and got out the Thanksgiving dinner. And there was the turkey. When, let me tell you something there. Let me back up. When he was telling me about the turkey, he says, different ones of us were praying for you, and different women in the church said, we feel like that especially Sister Golden is not getting enough of the right kind of food. We need to bring a lot of canned food to give to them. Well, when we was back behind the trailer, he said, now, Brother Golden, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to make an agreement with you. We've given you food before and you gave it away. We feel like the Lord wants you to have this for you and your family. You got to agree to it. I agree. Well, we were having a Thanksgiving dinner. And I hadn't even thought, we were there, hadn't even thought of the day before when we were standing by the sea. When my wife said, I wish we had some canned food from the United States. I said, darling, do you remember when we were standing by the sea yesterday about this time? You remember what you said you wish you had? She said, yeah. I said, I wish we had some good canned food from the United States. I said, we've got back there under the bed in that new camping trailer. We've got 3 big boxes of canned food in it. It's all ours. Thank the Lord. I said, now, do you know when I was acting a fool, telling what I wish we had, what else I... She said, yeah. You said, I wish we had some a turkey dinner. I said, look at that. There it is right there. God looked beyond my foolishness and provided. I said, now, do you remember what else I said I wish I had? She said, yeah. We wish you had some apple pie and pumpkin pie. I said, there's apple pie. There's pumpkin pie. I said, do you remember what else I said I wish we had? She said, yeah. This is some good salad. I said, do you remember what I said I wish we had in the salad? She said, yeah, lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, radishes, and celery. I said, look there. Now there's a lettuce, there's a tomatoes, there's a carrots, there's radishes, there's everything in there but the celery. And the brother, the pastor, he said, brother, we've got a big stalk of celery in the ice chest. We didn't like it. So then it, to the minute details, right down to the very little details, well, you know, God come along and gave us, you might say, the desires of our heart. He provides. He will take care of you. He will bless you. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Brother Glenn has seen that fulfilled all through these years. In Psalm 121, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God bless you. Thank you for this privilege to share with you. Give thanks to God continually because He giveth us the victory. And brothers and sisters, be steadfast. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Be steadfast. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. And Joe. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me get my picks out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, oh, glory to God, redeeming the time for the days of evil. Let me see if the days are evil. Let me see if I can find my picks. I got to have my picks. Might have them mixed up with my keys. There's one. There's two.
I need three. You got a finger pick, brother?
Yeah, but I want it back.
I want it back. Remind me now.
Which one do you want? The big one? That's the little one. There's one here. It's bigger.
I can do it. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I have had pneumonia 4 times in my life at the point of death. And God brought me through and restored my lungs. And I can take long, deep breaths. And sometimes, maybe it seems like I'm just showing off. And maybe if I am a little bit, give God glory for restoring my lungs. Everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, and him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Ay, un buen amigo, mi amado Señor. Contaré lo que él ha hecho para mí. Ay, ando más perdido, indigno pecador. Me salvó y hoy me guarda para sí. Me salva de pecado, me guarda de Satán. Promete estar conmigo hasta el fin. Él consuela mis tristezas y quita toda afán. Grandes cosas Cristo ha hecho para mí. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he, my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight will ever flow. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Jesucristo muy pronto volverá. Entre tanto me prepara un hogar en la casa de mi padre, en mansión de su padre. El creyente fiel con él ha de morar, llegándome a la gloria. Tendré contemplaré su rostro siempre allí. Aleluya, con los santos redimidos gozoso cantaré. Grandes cosas Cristo ha hecho para mí.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.